Yeah.
Hello. Hello.
Speaking, who's this?
Hello, hi, good afternoon. My name's Paul Baker. I'm calling from Celsius in Glasgow.
Celsius. What's your name again, please?
Paul Baker.
I'll have to get that spelt because I've got hearing problems.
Okay, it's B-E-T-L-U-I.
Can you start again a bit slower, please?
B-E-T-L-E-Y.
Begley, okay.
Begley.
No, I've got you.
Yeah.
I'm still here, yeah.
Very good. I've been following up with you. I tried to call you a couple of times last week.
Yeah, I'd just like to say something. When you call me, there's a facility for you to leave a message.
Uh-huh.
If you had left a message, I would have called you back if I felt the need.
No, I'm not complaining at all. I didn't want you to...
I'm merely stating the facts that there is a messaging service and I could have got back to you sooner.
Yeah, no problem at all. I wanted to follow up the conversation you had with Maria.
I don't really think I had much of a consultation. I think it was more like a hands-off thing. I was like a hot potato.
In what way?
And that she felt there was absolutely nothing she could do for me.
I think she gave you an address, or did she not?
Well, I'm doing all this myself, and if she didn't send me an email, then the chances of me having followed it up are quite slim. I don't know if I requested one or told her not to bother or whatever, but I can go back on your website. But if she, as she said, there's nothing that she can do, well, is there any point?
Well, I have not even been working the most appropriate people. To get in touch to get records. We can't store any records, we don't have access to records. The reason that I'm phoning you, Andrew, is because...
Hang on a second, I'm confusing you with something else. Is this the children's panel?
No.
Well, all right. Well, the Celsius didn't help me at all. Not that I'm saying you should have, but you are engaged as an institution, or certain individuals within your institution are currently engaged in providing some kind of service for survivors of historical child sex abuse. So I'm obviously going to call you. I mean, I've been referred to you so many times that I thought, well, I suppose I'd better find out what all this is about. And I'm told upon by, I don't know if it's a lawyer or somebody that... Well, we've got nothing to do with people like you, basically. They were at a meeting that I was excluded from to discuss human rights issues in relation to historical child sex abuse. Yet there's nothing whatsoever that Celsius can do for me.
Okay. I mean, that's probably true insofar as we're not a service organization.
I'm going to have to stop you there. I will stop you there. I actually called up for information to discover exactly what was Celsius doing being involved in the historical child sex abuse consultation. Can you perhaps give me some feedback on that and not consider me as a person looking for a service, but merely looking to see, well, what exactly do you have to do with the historical child sex abuse confidential forum?
Okay. I mean, have you looked on the website?
I don't really feel like it.
I've already been there.
I got the contact details. I phoned Moira because I prefer to speak to people.
Good. Okay. But even I'm phoning it. I wanted to follow up a comment that you made and let you know that I was going to follow up.
Can you explain to me that comment then?
Uh-huh. You said that while you were at Cobble Hall House, that you were abused to be there.
Yes.
By somebody called Paul Mantle.
No, Paul Morrell.
Paul Morrell, sorry, I couldn't get your hand out, that's helpful. Paul Morrell, and you said that Mr. Morrell was still working there.
And that is correct, he still is.
right? And so Cobble Hall still exists then?
Yes, it does.
Well, it's Cobble Hall.
It's, as you approach Inverurie, it's from Aberdeen, it is just before the bridge, there's a bar called the Big Bar, I think it's called.
Right, is that
Inverurie? It's Port Elphinstone, allow me to finish, Port Elphinstone, Inverurie, but it's, I think they classify it all as Inverurie. Okay. Old Chimney Road.
It's Cobble Hall, is it?
I'll spell it for you if you need it. C-O-B-L-E, H-O-U-G-H, one word.
Okay, that's how I spelled it,
And it's not Hans, it's home. I get the impression, that you have done business with religious orders then, regarding this matter. Have you had much business dealing with religious orders concerning historical child sex abuse?
Context,
well, you're dealing with me on the matter relating to historical child sex abuse, okay? And a children's abuse. Now, I'm speaking in the very same context as you're speaking to me before I mentioned that. So it's still within the same context. Well, have you had any dealings relating to religious orders responsible for the care of children?
The reason I'm calling you is because what you said is quite concerning. It's quite concerning that chap is still working here, and you're making an allegation of abuse by that person. I want you to let you know that I was going to follow that up.
Well, I'm just going to tell you something, actually, that you might even find some very startling. I'm a bit strange that you're surprised. Anyway, because I should have, lots of them should have told you about this. I have a ruling from the Tribunal Service who awarded me the piss poor amount of £2,000 for serious physical abuses on level 5 whilst in care at Cobble Hall and other childcare institutions. £2,000. Would you like me to email you the decision?
No, it's fine. I don't really need it, to be honest.
I also have an email from another resident, former resident, who basically said, well, he said exactly the same things I said about this former.
What I wanted to tell you is that because he's still working there, and because it's still a children's unit, then I'm going to pass the information that you've given to me to Aberdeenshire Council.
Okay.
So it was really out of courtesy that I was calling you.
Okay, thank you very much. Before I call
Aberdeenshire Council, and I will give Aberdeenshire Council the exact same information you gave me, and then I would be up to them to decide what to do.